Okay, so we have Parshat Matot Maaseh, and it starts with the laws of oaths, vows, Nedarim. Okay, first Pesukim, first one. Moshe Matot Yisrael Mar, and Moshe said to the chiefs of staff, I like that pun, the heads of the tribes of Bnei Israel, Lamar,
Well, give
saying
me one
this.
second, Danny. Give me
Sure,
one second.
sure.
One second. This one's sick. Sorry.
Okay. Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribes. This is what God commanded. Ish your neder la'Hashem, a man, if he should make a neder, a vow to God, or shavashua, or swear an oath, le'asar yisrael nafsho, to forbid something to his soul, for himself, to forbid something. Lo yachal devaro, he should not make his word profane, from the sense of chulin. Whatever he says, he should actually fulfill, which is a good law. That's important, and it tells the power of the power of speech. And take these things seriously. These aren't New Year's resolutions that are broken by January 3rd. The question here, like it was last week with Musafim, is why here? These parshiyot are all about the preparation for entering Eretz Yisrael, the transition of power. The borders of Eretz Yisrael are here. Reviewing their history is in this week's parsha. Why have these laws of Ish ki dor neder la'Hashem? Why put it here? Why not put it with all the other laws in Vayikra or Shemot or in Devarim? So a couple of answers. Ibn Ezra says it's foreshadowing, because the end of the parsha is the request by Reuben and Gad for the land east of the Jordan. They conquer the land of Sichon and Og on the east side of the Jordan. And this is source two. Mikne and Reuben and Gad had lots of cattle. And they saw the land of Yazer and Gilad. Again, the east side of the Jordan. And that was the place was good for cattle. And so Bnei Gad and Reuben came. So they came to Moshe and Eleazar and the leaders of the tribes. And they said, all these cities are Sherikashem with Bnei Israel. This land that Bnei Israel, that God has given to Bnei Israel, that we conquered it. Eretz Mikneh, he is a good land for cattle. Mikneh, and we have cattle. So they go back and forth, and Moshe doesn't want to. Eventually, agrees. Moshe, and Moshe tells him, Im tasu devarazeh. If you do the following, if you're going to be the chalutzim, the pioneers, the leaders of the vanguard of the war, of the wars of God that are coming up, and your soldiers will cross the Jordan before God until his enemy, God's enemies are conquered. In other words, you're not going to abandon your brothers. You'll join us in conquering the land of Israel. The land's conquered. And then you can go back. You want this land here on the east side. You can go back. Israel, and you will be free and clear in the eyes of God and Israel. This will be your land. You will inherit this land. And but if you don't do this, Hinei, look, you're sitting before God. But you should realize the sin that's going to find the punishment that's going to find you. So right now, go ahead and build up the cities for your youth and the sheep coats for your and fences for your sheep. They'll stay here while the males go to war. Tasu. And what comes out of your mouth, make sure you do it. So they're taking that oath.
Did you skip the part where they said we'll fight?
I did. I skipped a lot of parts. I mean, Moshe tells them that you're going to fight, right? Like, but I just skipped a little
No,
part. I skipped the negotiation part. I
but
just
I
kept
think we
jumping.
need to add in that they promised that they would fight.
Okay,
Because
but that's
that's
the
the
idea
next.
of Hayotze mipichem ta'asu, is that is the same phrase we're using here, b'chol asher yitzei mipiv yaseh. That's right. But
Right,
you're right.
but I
They're
think you
making
want
it,
to, yeah, but
and
Danny, I think
that they're making a nether.
you want to include what they said, not just say
Okay.
what you said. We don't know what they said. You should include it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because that,
The
but that
next.
is, I think it's right, because that's Ibn Ezra's point, is that they're making an oath. So
But
we're
we
sitting
didn't
here.
see it. We didn't see the oath. Where is it?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I right. It said, "Hey, save me Tasu." Okay. So I will. So let's go look at
A
that.
little thing, just one little
Yeah.
puzzle.
Okay. Let's look at that and decide where I'm going to put that. Dee. Make it here now.
We want it because we have sheep, whatever that
Okay.
is. Yeah.
And so putting it. Okay. So they came and said, "We'll build our sheep enclosures and cities."
Oh,
But
here
not
it
with
is.
blades, but Shem, but
Okay.
they've been. So you want to include this puzzle here that we will
Yeah,
go and fight them. Okay.
yes. And
Okay.
then
So
he says whatever
okay.
what you
So
said. Yeah.
I will include that. I think that's a good
Yeah.
idea. And so Ibn Ezra, knowing that, introduces our parsha and says that what's this doing here? Lefidati, so ha parsha haita achar milchemet midyan. That really these laws were given. This conversation was in the context of the aftermath of the war with Midyan, when Reuben and Gad get all these cattle.
Oh.
Ubamar, Shebo b'nei Gad el Moshe b'Elazar b'nei Seni haida. That's definitely fine. Yeah. All right, so we had their words before them, and then it says, Moshe, etc., and Roshea Botot. In other words, this is the same law that Moshe tells the Roshea Botot, a netter is important, you got to keep it. That's in the context of what's coming up, because B'nai Gadot, Hemnisi, Hei Dot, Tennis Kerim, that's the people. Bavursha, Mar, Moshe, B'nai Gadot, Ve'er, Ve'en, Hayotsemi, Pichem, Ta'asu. You do that. Okay, Katu, Moshe. That's why it's here, because it's an introduction to the first real neder that we see. That's a
Yeah.
B'nai, which is a nice answer.
Yeah.
If I stopped here, we'd be done in 10 minutes, and that would be less interesting. So we won't stop there. But it doesn't explain why the laws are so far before the request. Okay, Torah, that's not a terrible problem. The bigger problem is understanding that the laws discussed here are not the laws of a neder, of a vow to do something. They're
Oh,
the sor
right.
isor al nafsho. But
Oh,
these
it's
laws
different.
specifically
Yeah.
are, I am forbidding something to myself. Okay, I can create new halakhic categories of isor to myself. That's what the law of neder. They're not really nedarim. Okay, so it's not exactly the same.
Right.
Right? Yes, what Reuben and Gad do have to be obeyed. It's called a shavu'ah. You have to do it, but it's not exactly what's talked about in our parsha. So we're going to look at other reasons why is it here.
The word neder is not used when they say it.
They do not,
No.
right? They don't say any word
Okay.
neder. They just say that, right? We just looked at it. They just say we're going to do this, and it has the
Okay.
structure of a vow, because they say if we do this, then we'll get the reward. If we don't do it, then this won't happen. It's got the structure of what neder is. We learned those laws there. And there's a distinction between a neder and a shavua in that sense. But there's a specific kind of neder that says, this is not forbidden to me, just like a carbon is forbidden. You know, I've created a new halakhic category of forbiddenness. And that's what our part, being our part, is about. So Yosef Bechor Shor, who's one of the Tosafists, says, it's really about the Roshei Matot. It's to emphasize their authority, right? Roshei Matot, this is the way Bechor Shor says it. So this goes after commanding Yeshua and the transfer of power, his hero Israel, and he commanded about being careful about Israel. And he goes and turns to the heads of the tribes. Remember, Moshe is saying, I'm gonna pass away, you're gonna leave them in Israel. And he get Israel, that you need to leave in Israel straight. Straightforward way, the Kayim Nidrahem. You have to make sure they keep their vows. Masha, you drew a flame. I come, whatever vows they make. They make Moshe, he's your Shlomo and Kohelet. Don't let your mouth cause your flesh to sin. Whatever you, if you say it's important, you should keep it. That's halacha. And he's going to tell to Rosh Hashanah, lo mivai. And he didn't need Moshe Gazar Alem Akarish Baruch Hashem Shrichim Lasot. And he doesn't have to tell him, you need to enforce the rules that God tell you. So lo lignov, not don't steal, lo digzol, don't rob, usharm mitzvot. Vote. Those are already written down. They know that. He's adding some other aspects. So if he mashe, you know, dream, it goes dream atzman lishma. But that even the things that they're going to swear to themselves, shrichu mekayim, they need to keep them. Which is a nice attempt, but if the purpose is to establish the authority of the Rosh Hashanah Matot in enforcing these extra halachic rules, right? He's saying that we don't have to tell them, you need to enforce the halacha because everybody knows that. But even these things that aren't really halachic, then what he should say is tell them that, okay, you have the authority to make takanot and gezeirot. Right? There can be laws. The Rosh Hashanah, the leaders of Jewish people are going to say, well, you're going to need laws that aren't necessarily halacha, right? You're going to say that you can't drive on the left, on the right side of the road or left side of the road. For the normal laws of civil society.
That's not what this says, though. Right.
It's not. That's my problem. Is that Korshor is right, is that he's giving the authority to Rosh Hashanah Matot about the things that are extra halachic, then that's the sort of thing I would expect him to say.
Oh, right.
Right. You need authority to create other laws, right? Hashem is giving you the laws of the Torah, but clearly you're now running a country. There will be other laws that you will need that aren't halachic.
Right.
Okay.
Like they,
those
this
are real.
Is our old thing. They then say, we have the authority. The rabbinim.
Okay, right. But this is to the
Rosh
Hashanah Matot. This
doesn't
say
that,
is
right.
Civil. Okay, somebody's going to be the one in charge, right? We need some government, but that's there, right? We see Parsha Shoftim says it exactly that, right? He calls that Kohanim Shofet Asher Yevamim. Go to the judges who are there. Shofet is a much broader than just judge, in terms of Shoftim leaders, right? They're Shuv Yigidu Lecha Devar Mishpat, and they'll tell you what to do. Vasita Al Pia Devar Shigidu Lecha, and you'll do what they say. From that place. You'll do what they say. Torah they teach you and the judgment that they will tell you. And that's the halachic basis for listening to takanot and gezerot in the set. Don't swerve left or right. I'd expect if B'chor Shor is right, then that's what should be. You have the authority to make these rules.
Right.
That's not what he says. So this is about personal vows.
Right.
So I'm going to go on looking for why put these here. So Ramban connects it to the end of last week's parsha. The last pasuk of last week's parsha, talking about the Musafim and the Karban Tamid, we talked about that. And it ends with Elu Tasu Lashem. These are what you're going to do for God, B'moadechem, on all the appointed days, on all the right seasons. Levad mi nidrechem in votechem, besides the things that you swear and that you donate. Here's our ned there. For your karbanot and the flower offerings, nisrechem, libations, the shalmechem, and the shlamim, all these things that you're going to offer, you're going to bring those. So here he's saying it's connected to this nidrechem and nivotechem.
This is Ramban. But this is also not like that.
That's me, my objection. I agree.
Oh, okay.
But Ramban's going to say it's that's connected, right? Ubar parsha zot bekan. And what this parsha of Nedarim is here, because I already talked about the Nedarim to God. Well, levad mi nidrechem, nivotechem, 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 etc. Amar od milvad el nedarim and iskarim, and he's saying, well, those that's one kind of neder. I promise I'm going to give this sacrifice and donate this to the b'midas they have hekdet. Besides that kind of neder, yesh od nidve hedyot. There are other kind of nidre hedyot. There are other kind of Nedarim that people make for themselves. Whatever you swear to do or to avoid, you have to keep. To do it, whatever you've forbidden upon yourself. So that's his connection there.
This is more like a neder to be a nazir, right? Like, I won't.
Yes, and we'll talk about that. That's a classic example of a lesser isor. Right?
Okay.
There's an isor on me. That's a neder, right? But again, that's a different kind of neder. And then the Rambam specifically says that there are two kinds of things that are used Halakha uses the term neder for two different things. One is the first one. A neder nichlak l'shnei machlakot. There are two divisions of neder that are completely different. I mean, you have to keep both of them, but they're different things. Chelak rishon, the first kind, hu she yasur adam l'atzmo, devarim ha-mutarim lo. That's when they take, you say it's about something that is you're allowed to do, but you say, I'm not going to do it. And I take it as a vow. That I'm not going to eat these particular fruits for 30 days, olam, or forever. O min piloni mi perot la'olam, or this kind of fruit, or many fruit, or perot elu asur alai, or these particular fruit are asur. But there are lots of ways of doing it, but I'm not, this it's an usur. I'm not doing it. That I am going to use the term nidre yisur. And that's our parsha. Achelik hasheni, which is last week's parsha, the other side, hu she yechayev asmo b'korban, she'eno chayev bo. So I say, I'm going to donate a korban that I don't otherwise have an obligation. We're going to Omer Halai Lahavi Ola, that I promise I'm going to bring an Ola, or Haray Halai Lahavi Shlamim, or I swear I'm going to bring a Shlamim or a Mincha. And this category of things that are called Neder, Hushini Kore Oto Nidre Hekdesh.
But there's a third kind, the one that Reuven and Gad made.
So that's a Shavua. That's a different, that's used a different term.
In the halakhic
terminology, we use the term Shavua when you say, I am going to do something. So okay. Neder is, this is forbidden to me. There's no neder of, this is mandatory.
Okay.
That has no meaning, but there's a shavua, I will do something or I will not do something. It's a term about an action on me.
Okay. So is it like being machmir, being lat kosher? Or?
Yes. Okay. So that's the idea of a neder, but this is stronger than that.
Yeah.
Right? Because this a neder, it actually creates a halachic obligation. So if I say I'm going to be machmir bli neder, it means yes, I'm going to do it, but I realize that I'm imperfect. I'm not putting this, you know, putting this very real halakhic apparatus on there that, you know, my word is serious. So I, you know, so that you should make. That's why you have hatar nedarim before Shana, kol nidre before Yom Kippur, is because nedarim is serious.
Yeah.
Where,
and that's what you say, bli neder, bli neder.
Right.
You know, it's just a phrase, bli neder.
Right. That's, but it means that you know, yes. I realize that an actual neder is much bigger than.
Right.
I'm gonna seriously try this. I'm not lying about it. But it doesn't have the status of neder.
Okay. And you have to speak words for it to be a neder. Can't just
so that's the idea that if you do it, yeah. So if you look at the text of Hatar Nedarim, it says if I do a good thing three times, I don't make a chazaka of it. It acts as a neder unless I specifically say it's not.
Oh,
you know. So you're just kind of taking this chumra, thinking about it as being a chumra, but I don't. If I just do it, establish that habit, it has the status of a neder.
Unless you say not. That's
unless
why
you explicitly say not.
Keep saying bli neder, bli neder.
Right, that's why you say bli neder, because it's acknowledging that a neder is much more serious. Okay, so I'm looking at Rabbi Eisman, and he is what's called? He is, here we go, Depths of Majesty.
What?
It's this book called Depths of Majesty, Emek HaMelech.
Depths. That's a hard word to say.
Sorry, here we go. Here it is. Let's see if you can see it.
Depths. Nope.
Yes, I found this book at my daughter's shul. No, it can't be. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Is he gone?
Depths.
Where's his website? I don't know. I hope this website's still there. There are these other books I want to write. Oh, there's one S.
Eisenman Case had a trial.
I don't know. I don't know anything about. This is a different rabbi. Oh, this is Lakewood. This is a different. Somebody, okay, I don't want that.
Oh, this is trial for what?
Yeah, okay, this is not Moshe Eisenman from that who I'm quoting here. This is someone else entirely.
Oh,
maybe
I hope
related,
so.
but yeah, it's like, wait a minute, I don't know if it's about stealing from a school, corruption. Okay, that doesn't help me here.
So
Okay, Moshe Eisenman, here we go.
Rabbi Neder has all those words to include.
Moshe Eisenman, Rabbi, that's his website, right? Rabbi Moshe Eisenman. But his website's down. He's got a long white beard.
He
Must be a
wouldn't
good guy.
steal.
Right, it's a different one from that Usher Eisenman, no, but his website's down. Okay, I'm not going to, but at any rate, he
Danny,
was,
maybe it's him, and that's why the website is down.
Well, no, it's a, Usher Eisenman, clearly a different person, and that's, he didn't have a school in Lakewood. He was a Rosh Hashiva in Neri Yisrael in Baltimore.
Oh, is he alive?
I believe so. He's retired. He did the Art Scroll commentary on Divrei Yamim and Iyov and Yechezkel.
Oh,
He
wow.
got a lot of books. He's a smart guy. British accent. Sounds very, which makes you sound smart too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so his commentary, that's that, you know, it kind of goes beyond it. He doesn't think it's adequate. So he says, you know, let's look at this neder, right? The sor isor al nafsho is to forbid something, okay? And that it's not about a Rosh Hashanah. That's not why it's here. Not like Bechor Shor. That the fact that the halacha, that the Torah mentions that, tells us something about the power of authority in Atat Nedarim, that the Rosh Hashanah, the authorities, can, you can undo a vow if you go before Bet Din. That was those halachas there. But he's saying that the paragraphs here is because they need to know about the laws of Nedarim. Of what he says, the Nidre Isur before entering the land.
Al nafsho, it sounds like, what's the word? Not esoteric, aestheticism? Like, it sounds like, doesn't sound Jewish.
That sounds interesting. Yeah, I mean, the idea of nefesh here in terms of life, it's not spiritual. It's not like, I mean, in terms of level, it's not like your neshama there. It's, you know, it's sort of physical things that, you know, okay, I'm not going to eat this kinds of stuff.
It's not like I'm going to hit myself, that kind of thing. Hurt
No.
myself. No.
No, no. I mean, I don't know if you can. Right. Again, this is to say that this thing that I could partake of, this physical thing, is now usher to me. Again,
Okay, like a message.
It's not a
Yeah.
vow about doing. It's about, this has now the status of something that's forbidden. Right? I'm Jewish. There are a lot of things that are forbidden to me. Cheeseburgers are forbidden.
So how does this square with Lo Tosif, Bal Tosif, Bal
Oh, this is
Tigra?
a halacha in the Torah. So this is one of the rules that you can't do that. Now,
Right.
certainly it's not creating a new halacha for everyone. This is
Oh.
in the Torah. This is, I
Oh.
the Torah says that, yes, you are allowed to create this.
For
That's
yourself.
part of the rules. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's look at what's a neder lesor isor? What's the neder? And you've mentioned that before, the law of Nazir is a classic example of that. I'm not going to drink wine, right? That's back in Bamidbar, the beginning of Bamidbar, Dabrel ben Israel, Matalahem. Ish or isha ki afli lindor neder nazir lazir l'Hashem. Man or woman takes a neder, right? To be a nazir, to be lazir, to be dedicated to God. Miyayin b'sheicher yazir, you're going to be separated out from wine and alcohol. Chometz yayin, vinegar, chometz sheicher, and sheicher, that's an old wine, aged wine. Lo yishteh, you're not going to drink it. Anything, any products of grapes, lo yisteh, you will not drink. You're not going to eat grapes or raisins. All the days that you're a nazir. Anything that's made out of grapes, with the seeds or the skins, lo yochel, you're not going to eat. Right? It's now forbidden to me. And then we know that the nazir brings a karbanot after their term is finished. Nazir, at the end of that. At the end of is whatever you throw, I could do another for 30 days, whatever it is. At the end of that, Yavio Tohu will bring himself a Petach Ol Moed to the El Moed. The Kriver Karbonot Hashem will bring his Karbonot, Kevis Ben Shnato Tamim Echad Ola, one Ola offering, front offering, Chavsa Chav Bas Shnata Tamim Ola Chatat, and a lamb as a Chatat, as a sin offering, Ba'ayal Chat Tamim L'Shamim, and a ram as a Shlamim, to be shared with everyone. So why bring a Chatat?
Yeah.
Right? Why? What's the sin he did? So famous Gemara and Tanit. Amar Shmuel, Kol Yoshev B'Tanit Nikra Chote. If you sit and fast, taking a voluntary fast, you're called a sinner. That's wrong. Savar Ki Etana, he holds like the following Tana. The Tanya said, Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, Berebi Omer, Matan Lomer, B'Kipera Lomer Yesher Chatala Nefesh, when about the Nazir, when it says that he will be forgiven for the fact he sinned Al HaNefesh, right? Again, same word there. Nefesh on you, he sinned again on his life, with his life force. What kind of sin against Nefesh did he sin? In fact, did he pulled himself away from wine.
Sea air, it's a word we know.
So I'm going to see how he translates. Let me see how he translates.
See air. What's that air?
It's not from tsar, which means to cause pain. Here we go. He translates as distress. So I guess from tsar.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The term from tsar. The fact he just made himself distressed because he abstained from wine. And this obviously is, and one would conclude a kal v'chomer from this. Right, this guy who's only the only thing he's abstaining from is wine. He's called a chote. He's bringing chatat, chatal nefesh. So if you limit yourself from anything, you certainly are called a chote. Okay, so if you, I mean. Torah says you can do this, you can take this neder, but if you do it, you're called a chote. Right? Similarly, the Yerushalmi says, Reb Chizkiya, and Reb Cohen and B'Shem Rav said, Atid Adam Liten Din V'cheshbon Al Kol Sherat Eino V'lo Achal. You're going to have to give 120, you have to give an account on what everything that you saw that you didn't actually eat. You had the opportunity to enjoy from this world, you didn't do it.
Beyond wine.
Right, again, this is the kol, right, it starts with kol yoshev b'tanit, right? You take a progressive fast.
Oh.
Okay, this is there. And then Yerushalmi summarized the attitude about Nedarim. Adimi b'yushem Rav Yitzhak says the following, lo dayecha, masha asra lecha Torah. What? It wasn't enough all the things that the Torah forbids you to have. L'shata mavakech l'asor alecha devrim acherim, and you want to go forbidden other things? Why?
Right. Right.
Don't do that. Yeah, you got enough. Trust me, you're Jewish. You got enough laws.
Yeah.
Don't make up new ones. Okay.
But
Torah say, right? It's in there. It's in the Torah, right? There, it has this mechanism for doing that, even if we're saying it's not a good thing. You have the opportunity to do that, right? Are they bad? Right? Why are they part of Tariq Mitzvot? Okay. And we have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot that says that, well, Nedarim are a good thing, right? It's like, right, Rabbi Kiva Omer. And this is Chok B'Kalat Rosh Margil Ne'erva. Laughter, lightheadedness will lead to, get you used to Erva, okay? You have to be more serious.
Oh, Lehitra Gale to get you used to.
Right. You know, it's a risk factor. Masara Siagla Torah, and the tradition Masara is a fence around the Masara is a fence around the Torah. Right, all these traditions we have not to do things. Masrot Siagla Osher, and giving Master is a fence, it guards our wealth. And the key, what I want to quote, is Nedarim Siagla Prishut. Taking a neder is a fence, it guards our Prishut, which is an ideal. Prishut also often translated as asceticism.
Oh, right. That's the word I was looking for. Right.
Okay.
Aestheticism. Wait, what is
right?
prishut? We
Prishut
should.
literally refers to separate. And separate from things. I don't need stuff.
Wait, Prishut isn't like wantonness.
No, that's Pritsut.
Oh, Prishut is to separate yourself?
Right. Not from the loyalty from the Tzibor is true, but Prishut doesn't mean that. Prishut as a concept means not to want stuff.
Not to what?
Want stuff. I just,
it
there's a lot
is.
of stuff in the world. Okay. I don't need all that stuff.
That's what Prishut is?
Yes. That's what I mean by asceticism. I mean, right? It's not separating from the community, but separating from all the things that are necessarily in need. All this physical, ostentatious, fancy foods. What I complain to my kids is that when I was growing up, we didn't have food with adjectives.
So wait, Prishut is a good thing or a bad thing?
Yes.
Which one?
Yes, that is always, that's kind of where we're going with this, okay? So the neder is there to create Prishut. I take a neder that I'm not going to be eating steak.
But siag is to prevent Prishut.
No, it's a fence to protect it. It's a
Oh,
siag
to
la-Torah.
protect
It's a
it.
siag la-Osher. It's protecting.
Oh,
It's a fence that
right.
protects it.
Oh. So it's helping it. It's helping
Yes.
Prishut.
Right. This is again, a maaser is protecting your wealth. Siag la-chokhma shtika, right? What protects your wisdom is being quiet, not
Oh.
talking. Okay. This is a protector. A neder protects your Prishut. Okay. And that's the idea. This is Mesillat Yesharim, which talks about the kind of the levels of chasidut. And the, I think the fourth one is Prishut. Prishut hi tichlat chasidut, right? Prishut is the first, is the, on this misila, on this path. That's where we're getting to being a chasid. Tireh shekol ma shebiyano arata. The things we talked about before in this sefer, right? Which was about zihirut, about mindfulness and eagerness to do mitzvot. Arata hu ma shemistarech el adam sheyet tzadik. That's, you want to be righteous. That's to do the good thing. That's beyond the letter of the law. So Prishut is the first part where it's beyond the letter of the law.
And it's good.
Yeah. We just
Well,
said it was bad, right? We just quoted all these things that you did, that you're gonna have to get presented din v'cheshbon for things you didn't enjoy. Now we're gonna talk about things that say it's a good thing. So both are true.
Okay, so
Right,
wait,
we
I'm
just
looking
quoted.
at Rabbi Akiva's list. So he has
Of the siag part, right? Misora siag la Torah.
So Torah is good.
Torah is good. Masrot siag la Elsher.
Osher is not so good.
Well, if you're giving maaser, it protects your wealth. In other words, that you're using your wealth to do good things, and then, yes, that is the Osher becomes a good thing.
Oh, Osher is a good thing. Nidarim siag la prishut. It's a good thing.
Right, and siag la
And if you
chokhmah,
make
he
nidarim,
reverses
it'll
it.
help you achieve prishut.
Right, and to protect your prishut. In other words, I want to have prishut, but I'm weak. So if I make a neder, I'll be more likely to actually continue my prishut.
And prishut is aestheticism?
Not aestheticism, which means enjoying things.
Yeah.
Asceticism,
Yeah,
right?
like
Being an
those
ascetic.
Christian sects that would whip
Right.
them, lash their backs.
Right, but we're not talking about the lashing part. We're talking about we're going to eat, we're going to dress in sackcloth, and we're just going to eat dry bread.
And
And
that's going to be a siag to what?
No, that is, no, the neder is a siag for that.
So that is, we
That's
want
the,
to
if your goal
protect
is prishut, then taking a neder will help protect that.
and the goal is prishut. Okay.
Right. So
Sounds like
that's
a
the
bad
idea.
thing to me.
Okay. And again, prishut, as we just said before, is right. Lo dayach machas rosh Torah. Prishut is bad, but it's also good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And this is the way Hashem presents that. Again, it's midat chisidut. Okay, it's beyond the letter of the law. We know that. V'niklal prishut. To the idea of prishut. Himash amru chazal and yevamot. Hadesh atzmacha b'mutar lach. You should make yourself holy, even with things that you're allowed to have. Zoti ra'ah shalom ya atzma. That's what the word itself means. Prishut means to separate. Separate. Rotsa lamar, Yoparesh umarchik asmo min davar, to distance oneself, to separate oneself from something. You're saying something that's allowed to you, you're going to say it's no longer permitted.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to avoid this or here. I'm going to take that, right? And so the Chazal were called the Pharisees. That means Perushim.
Oh.
Or Perushim. That's what Pharisee means. It's those who were Perush.
Oh.
Right? Kadesh
And
Atma
Nidarim
Chavutar.
Will help you achieve this.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so
Oh.
we're not gonna get such fancy stuff. We're not gonna have such fancy weddings. We're gonna eat simple food, drink. Now we're not gonna drink wine, whatever it is, right? And that's the idea of Kadesh Atzmacha, right? Kadosh Parsha Kadoshim, right? The bar about Dapan Yisrael Martelahem Kadoshim to you should be holy. Kadosh also means has a sense of being separate. Kadosh because I'm holy, and the Sifra says that Kadoshim to you. Prushim to you. You should be Prushim. You should have this Prishut. So this is the Ramban. Says this explicitly. That's what Kedoshim, you should be holy, means what? A Prishut hi hamuzkeret b'chol makom b'tal. So Prishut here is what the Talmud says over, talks about all over the place. Shabale nikraim Prushim. That the masters of the Talmud are called the Pharisees because they were Perush. They did not indulge in luxuries. Because the idea is that Torah said, okay, these sexual relationships are inappropriate, these foods are inappropriate, but there are sexual relations that are fine, and there's food that's fine. Therefore, so if you have this physical desire, you'll have the permission, and then you'll be able to have sexual relations all the time with as many wives as you want. And you'll be a drunkard, a vizole basar, or a glutton for meat. And you'll take whatever nevelot, all the disgusting things. Whatever is that's not forbidden, I can overindulge. That's his famous expression. You will be a boor with the permission of the Torah.
Ah.
Okay, it's possible. You can be a frum Jew and still be overindulgent in stuff. This is not good. That's pre-shoot, right? So the Torah itself, after it gave all the list of all the food that's asur, she'asar la'otam la'gam, right? It says you can do that. B'davar klali made the general statement. You should have a sense of prishut. Okay? So that's your question.
We don't have it so much. We don't have it so much today.
What? Prishut?
Prishut.
I know. We're going to get there.
Okay.
Right? So are nedarim good or are they bad? And the answer, of course, is yes.
Oh.
Okay? Let me actually... Okay.
Yes.
You know that. Everybody asks an or question, the answer always yes, right? They're tools. Nidarim are tools. And the idea that laws of Nidarim emphasize that vows are not taken lightly, that words have meaning. And so Nidarim are not just tools, but they're power tools. They can be very useful in the appropriate circumstances. They also cut your hands off. So here's Rav Moshe again. It's not the one who was in trial for corruption. I don't know who that guy is. Moshe Eisenman, okay, says, okay, if someone wishes to live on a higher plane, he's equipped with the toolkit of Nedarim. And so when we see that part of our lives are leading a bit too far in one direction, a Nedar can be used to right this. Okay, we're overindulging, I'm just going to do it. I'll take a Nedar. I can take a Nedar that will allow me to not, you know, just like, if there are donuts in the break room, I'm going to overeat on donuts. I know that. If they're kosher. If they're not kosher, I'm not going to eat them, period.
Right.
Maybe
right.
I need to take a neder here. You know, I'll, even if I don't take a neder, at least be thinking about it. Let's hold back and not eat five donuts.
Okay.
Rambam points that out, right? So you do adam nedarim v'kaimam. So when
you know, they don't have donuts in Israel.
They don't see like American donuts, they don't have donuts.
They don't have bagels and they don't have donuts.
I'm sorry.
The same thing, the circle with the hole.
Yeah, they don't do circles with holes, huh?
No.
Right, they have, right, Sufganiyota are not donuts. Not really.
Sufganiyota. Oh, I guess it's.
They don't have the hole, right? Right, they don't. It
But maybe that dough is a donut dough. I don't know.
is, right? So, but it's not the same, right?
No.
Anyway,
Okay.
but okay, so
Okay.
yador adam nedarim come up. So when a person takes a neder, keeps it, yaleb yado kian to ha mana mimashi she yimna mimeno. He will acquire the ability to hold himself back from what he wants to hold himself back from. Again, it's a tool. Okay, this is I'm too far on the side of the overindulgence. I need to step back. Yichazek lo akinyanu, and this ability will become stronger. Bikal alava prishut, and it will be easier to have the sense of prishut of separating from these luxuries that I don't need. So why is it here?
Ah.
Why put these laws here of nedarim? Rav Eitan says that they're emphasized here because this is as Bnei Israel are about to enter the land. Because if the What's the plan? The plan is, right, they're going to go in there. They're going to become fabulously wealthy. Right? They're in the wilderness. There's no overindulgence. They get their portion of man every morning. They're going to come to the land and they're going to get rich. Right? You're going to start a startup nation. We're going to have fancy apartments. Okay? But that's a dangerous, potentially a dangerous thing. Okay? This is the. Moshe is telling them the Devarim, right? When you come to this land, that God promised to your ancestors, to give you, you'll have these huge cities that you didn't even build, and you'll have houses full of all good things that you didn't have to fill them up, and cisterns that you didn't have to dig, you'll come. You'll have vineyards and olive orchards that you didn't have to plant, b'chalta v'savata, and you will eat and you will be satisfied. That's great. Yishmer melacha, but be careful. Carefully, don't forget God. It's not about the luxuries. Shemelkechatira, fear God, v'otod tavod, and serve Him. Uvishmoti shaveya, and you shall swear in His name. Okay, and I pulled this out. This was an ad from
You
Mishpat
want to
Chesed.
use that little Uvishmo Tishaveya, like make a shavua, make a
Right.
neder.
I wasn't quite sure if that really connected, but it's a good thought about there that okay, that you're going to use this Shavuot in order to keep yourself from forgetting. So I just pulled
Yeah.
it. This was an ad. This was an ad from Mishpacha magazine. Okay. And I just, to my mind, I'm sure there's an occasion where you would want all these really fancy dishes and stuff like that. But that's my idea of overindulgence. That's that this is not pre-shoot here.
Right.
Okay. I'm sure platters and companies, I mean, they're great hashgacha, it's all kosher. As, man, what's the new world of platters here? I mean, this is a random
Do
ad.
people use this word like show a little prishut or tone
I
it
don't
down
know.
a little prishut? Not so much.
No, people talk about use the June in terms of modesty there,
Right.
which is a
But
joke from one of the Mishpacha, well, from the Journeys, the wedding song, which is a very funny parody of Jewish weddings, where the guy says about all how incredibly elaborate your wedding, the wedding planner says how elaborate the wedding has to be, and the guy's saying, "Well, I was looking for something a little more modest." The guy says, "Oh, no problem." So on the invitation, right, in a way that's right, real polite, that the women should dress nice, if you please. Okay, that's not what modesty means.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah. So I don't know about the word term being used nowadays. So nedarim are the tool to kind of get a little bit away from that because this is possible, but maybe it's a little too much. Maybe your emphasis in life is going the wrong direction. So this
Good.
is the way Rabbi Eisman puts it. Now Klal Yisrael was entering Eretz Yisrael. The vision of the enormous luscious fruits carried off by the Meraglim already seared into the young minds of those who would now enter Eretz Yisrael. They had seen how the land flowed with milk and honey, how it would not come in such precisely packaged amounts. We would now have to work at Bepri Hashem. The Nedarim are part of the message Hashem wanted to give us as we entered the land. That's the message here.
I
So you don't
see.
have to make a nedar, right? You have Kohelet, Toba Sheyolim Tidor. Better you don't make a nedar at all. You said that already. Don't hold yourself back. And that's a key. Ain't chepetz because you live, because God doesn't like fools.
Huh.
It's not a positive thing. Make sure you keep your nether. You still need to be aware of the danger of overindulgence. You don't want to be a Naval Bershut Torah. Okay? So you have to be aware of the concept of a nether and this nedarim siaglu prishut, and that it's going to protect your prishut because that's a positive thing, not necessarily absolute, but there's a place for it. So you put this line of nedarim siaglu prishut at the top of your shopping list.
Okay.
Israel certainly needed that going into the land. And certainly now where Jews are all rich, we need to be aware of this and keep that in mind.
Yes, I never heard the word used, prishut. I guess prushim, but.
But that, not really, that's what it means.
So the translation of the Siddukim and the